Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Hey, smart daters. Hope you are having a wonderful day so far. And my wish for you is that something amazing is going to happen to you today. And I want you to tell yourself right now, something amazing is going to happen to me today, and say it out loud, because when you say it out loud, you're putting it out into the universe. So maybe a great parking spot's going to open up for you. Maybe you're going to scratch off the winning number on the lottery. Maybe you're going to meet eyes with the beautiful stranger today and smile, and they're going to walk over to you and ask you, you know, what scent you're wearing because you smell divine. I hope something wonderful happens to you today. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about today is the biggest way to get over an ex or someone who's not good for you, somebody you're pining for, but mainly, you know, or even to get over grieving somebody. It could be somebody you were married to, somebody you were dating for a minute and they disappeared, somebody you had a long-term relationship with, or someone you wish would be interested in you. Let me proceed it by saying, I've talked a lot about how to heal from heartbreak and help people at Smart Dating Academy with this all the time. So we've talked about things like getting rid of everything this person gave you, right? You can burn it, detox it, have a bonfire, give it to Goodwill, you know, really kind of erasing reminders of this person. But one of the things that I've come across in recent research is really interesting. And it's something called negative reappraisal. And this is the best and most proven way to get over your grief about somebody. So typically when we're grieving somebody, it's because we're thinking about all of the good times that we had together. We're imagining what this person was like, what our relationship was like when it was really, really good, when they called all the time, when they were intoxicated by us and they wanted to be with us every minute of every day. And we did fun dinners together and fun trips together. And we bought each other gifts and we talked about what the future looks like. And when we're grieving and when we're missing somebody, our brain goes back to those parts and we pedestalize those memories. And that makes us miss this person even more. What negative reappraisal is, guys, is it's basically putting logic to this. The person who we are romanticizing, we did all those dinners with, bought us all those gifts, we had so much fun with, so much intimacy with, that person, for whatever reason, is gone. It was like an illusion. That person changed. They changed, or the way they felt about us changed. And what we want to do is sit down and to do a negative reappraisal is write down all of the ways that this person hurt you. Write down all of the ways with which they wronged you. What are the things that hurt you, that you hated about this person? Write that list down. And although I am a psychotic optimist and I'm always talking about getting to our positive place and getting to our happy place, in this one spot, I want to tell you, this is when being overtly positive will potentially hurt you. If you find yourself going back and romanticizing, what if, what was, what could have, write this list down with your hands, write it down with pen and paper, carry this list around with you. And when you find yourself going back and getting sad, open that page and open up and read the reality of what this relationship was like. Maybe they hurt you. They ghosted you. They were critical. They were mean. They stopped wanting to be with you. They wouldn't commit to you. They stopped calling themselves their boyfriend or your girlfriend. They started being mean to you and saying, I don't like the way you eat your peas. I don't like the way you smell in the morning, whatever it is. And write those things that were hurtful down. That is who that person was. And that is what this relationship was. So negative reappraisal is probably the most effective way, if you're really grieving and you find yourself harboring feelings and you can't get over an ex, give this a try. Let me know how it feels. It's shown great success with a lot of clients that I've worked with and with what the research is coming out of the psychological world. So I hope this helps you. If you need help getting over a relationship, you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you're just not picking the right people and you want a best buddy, a personal trainer for your love life, make sure you reach out to us at smartdatingacademy.com, schedule a consultation. We would love to help you and can't wait to watch you sail into the sunset and become one of the love stories. Maybe you've heard Midori's love story or Holly's love story or Andrea's love story or Nancy Holla's love story. There's so many inspiring love stories in here. Just know that if you're grieving, try this negative reappraisal. And if you really want help at getting to the next level and finding love, reach out to us because we are always here for you. Until next time, I bid you farewell. And I send you wishes for something amazing to happen to you.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.